Not good, Beetlejuice. Your show has been dropping in the ratings since it started. 30 seconds ago.
Come on, Mr. Monitor. You know it takes time for a new show to catch on. Give me a minute.
Starting now.
Bosses. You know, I hate them. Later, babes. Listen to that sincere applause from my studio audience. They liked me. They really liked me. A crowd. Rotten tomatoes. Nice and putrid. They really do like me. All right, who's the wise guy throwing fresh tomatoes?
I'm as mad as Tar Hooties, and I ain't gonna take it no more! I'm gonna go down to that there TV studio and get Neither World's Funniest Home Fatalities back on the air! And the first fatality is gonna be... Beetlejuice!
Hello? Allow me to introduce my historical guests. First, well, as usual, George Washington, father of his country. Hey, Dad, I want an advance on my allowance. And joining General Washington from my favorite state, Illinois, Abraham Lincoln.
Honored, sir, to meet the founder of our nation.
And I, sir, to meet its savior. That's a very nice hat you have there, Mr. Lincoln.
Why, thank you, General Washington. I really like your wig.
Those guys are really dead.
Well, of course. They're history.
Get out there and liven them up, or you're history.
Wow! Liven them up. I've got it! Be honest, Abe. You don't buy that fairy tale about Georgie chopping down the cherry tree, do you? You know, I cannot tell a lie and all that goody-goody baloney. A lot of belly button lint, right?
Oh, I don't know. I find it honorable.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
I was known as Honest Abe, remember?
Oh, yeah. And now here's a few words from our sponsor.
Buy new free.
Cut to the commercial.
In the hair-raising neither world, everyone goes to hysterical, historical hairdos. Everyone's hat will be off to you when you wear the Abe Lincoln hairdo. If your hair has become a critical mass, ask for the Albert Einstein. Try the King Tut, and you'll never say Egypt-y. Now, there's a one-time discount on the Marie Antoinette razor cut. Your money cheerfully refunded if not fully satisfied with hysterical, historical hairdos. I said not too much up the top.
Beetlejuice, you know what happens if you get bad ratings. We drop you from the schedule. Right into Sandworm Land!
Nothing to worry about, Mr. Monitor. I'll heat things up. All right. No more Mr. Nice Ghost. Welcome back to your history. When we dug up the guests for this show, we didn't stop with these two stiffs. We also have Henry VIII. He had six wives, and they all lost their heads over him, know what I mean? And your history is also proud to present the most famous rock singer of all time. Oh, you know, what's his name? Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue. That's not it.
Excuse me, Mr. B, but you told me there was going to be food.
Night, our scabby knave. Where is the feast they promised?
Might there be cherry pie?
And next on your history, we have Marie Antoinette.
Those fools. If they want to eat something, let them eat cake.
There's cake?
And I know you're gonna love meeting those wacky guys known all over the world, Chris Columbus and Leif Erikson.
I brought the slides off of my trip.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, right. Well, moving right along. Hey!
Lights, please!
This is me when we first sight a land. This is me when we first set a foot on the shore. This is me...
Gee, folks, isn't this terrific?
No! freeze right up.
Kids, call your neighbors, call your friends, tell them to watch my show! Quack! Bad ratings could kill more than this show, know what I mean?
In other words...
Get that Beetlejuice!
Yeah!
Don't you just hate it when this happens?
Help!
Help! Not that I'm not grateful, Mr. Monitor, but why?
It was the violence! The audience loves it!
What we need is a big ham! Ham bone connected to the bone head.
Food!
Oh? You ain't nothing but a ham hog. But don't be cruel into a tummy that's empty. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Henry VIII and Marie Antoinette. You know, you two kids should get along great. You like to cut people's heads off. You like having your head cut off.
Ooh, careful. You're messing my hair.
You remind me of my second wife. Hey, give me back my ham.
You should have been called Henry that egg. Everything inside.
Hi, guys. Admit it, Georgie. You've always thought you were a much better president than this guy. After all, your monument is much bigger than his is.
I've always wondered about that.
But how come your picture's on a $1 bill and Lincoln is on a $5? Does that mean he's 5 times more valuable than you?
I think it does.
Does not, Buzz Spence.
How'd you like me to loosen those wooden teeth of yours?
Well, how would you like me to punch that wart back into your face?
I'm gonna knock that sissy wig right off your head.
You got good numbers, but what your show needs is more conflict. Tastefully done, of course.
Leave it to me, J-Bot. Tell me, Chrissy, don't it take the wind out of your Nina Pinta and Santa Maria to know that Leif Erikson beat you in discovering America? And Leif, couldn't you just kick yourself for not cashing in on it like Chris did?
Yump and yiminy! Maybe I should kick him!
Pasta Fazula! The world! She's left!
Here's that cake you guys ordered!
It's mine. Oh, mine.
No, no, it's mine, Daddy-O.
Mine, mine, mine. Mine. Oh, mine.
Oh, hey, now. Treat me nice.
Ooh, these people are revolting.
All right, everybody, let's rock and jelly roll.
I dare you to do that again. Hey, Washington, you tree killer. How about some cherry pie? Me! Hit me!
Ooh. Here, Lincoln, you cabin head. You deserve a nice cheese log.
About time you changed that stupid suit anyway.
Why won't anybody hit me?
Liar, pants on fire.
Flop-eared warthog.
Damn hot!
Oh, it's General Custer.
Odd the man to know, sir, why I'm not on this show.
Hey, Custer, how about a Custer pie, huh?
Huh?
I hate intellectual shows. Wait till I get to that TV studio.
You're doing great, Beetlejuice. But what your show needs is a big finish.
Big finish?
Darn! I've been getting invited! Darn!
Hey, come here, General. You know, babes, I think you're great. I really do. And I was going to invite you to be on my show, but that Lincoln guy and that Washington guy, they didn't want you. Why? Because they think you're, well, you know, a big loser!
I knew it! Why,
start a war?
Yeah, it's about time I took a stand.
Famous last word. You know, I love him. Hey, I don't want to get involved or anything, but will this help?
Wow! Yeah!
Oh, my! What do you suppose that is? A musical guest? Why, it is a large cannon! However did that get there? Ooh, that was a close one.
I believe we're under attack. General,
we must rally the troops, Mr. President.
Troops, we are under attack.
Yeah, by Yorkie, we must all pull together.
That's it, counterattack! Now you know why history's so full of wars, kids.
We need ammunition.
I've been saving some snacks for later, but what shall we fire them with?
Gentlemen, will my corvette do?
Why, thank you. Oh, Marie.
But of course it.
Admit it, folks. This show has everything. Thanks, babe. We could hit the moon with a slingshot like this. You should be on this side.
Higher, man!
Fit the chimney!
Oh.
Isabella!
Fire, too!
Well, I can't do it. I'm still hungry.
Get you go!
Dang it! Lost another one.
Yippee!
We did it!
A happy ending.
Hey, everybody, let's go for a pizza.
My treat, Daddy-O.
Oh no! Not again!
is a rerun?
You're doing great, kid. Keep it up.
Get me down!
Beetlejuice! Back down, you overgrown dewy worm.
Thanks a lot, Slopalong.
You lop-eared show-stealing sidewinder! I'll teach you to mess with my favorite TV show!
Well, folks, that's your history for today. Be sure to tune in next time when we'll find out about Attila the Hun, Crazed Conqueror, or just misunderstood. Good night!